Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with Matt Ray about the transition from school to working full-time. Matt is a 2003 graduate of Miami University with a degree in accountancy. He interned with PricewaterhouseCoopers his junior year and was hired as an associate with PwC's Cincinnati office when he graduated. Welcome, Matt.
It's good to be here, Leslie.
Matt, let's start. How is the transition from school to full-time work different from working during the summers or on breaks?
Well, I think it's, for one, it's interesting because summer jobs and other part-time jobs during breaks are exactly that. It's a break from school. You're there for a defined period of time, and the expectations and whatnot are commensurate with that. I think when you start full-time, the expectations change, the responsibilities change, because you're there. It's a much longer-term role. It's not just for 2 to 3 months. And so the expectations and the responsibilities are commensurate with that. Even things like hours, I often found during breaks, working hours were very standard, like 8 to 5 and that kind of thing. Well, sometimes, you know, in your first year, that first long night can be a little bit jarring. And so, you know, that's just part of the transition.
You thought you'd given up those all-nighters as a student.
I thought I had. It's true.
So what attitudes from being a student did you find hardest to shake on the job?
Well, I guess there's probably a lengthy list, but the big thing for me was I enjoyed my procrastination in college, writing papers at the last minute and that kind of a thing. And in a career, or to be cliche, in the real world, that doesn't always cut it. In fact, it oftentimes doesn't. Beyond that, accountability is a huge thing. In college, I found that I was largely accountable to myself, you know, to an extent, my parents, and to the university insofar as I wasn't failing out or getting arrested. But since I started with PricewaterhouseCoopers, I found that on a regular basis, on a daily basis, I'm always accountable to somebody. So even on those days when I don't feel much like working, I still have to because somebody has an expectation that I accomplish a task, get a job done. So accountability is a big thing. And I think thirdly, college is a pretty informal setting. Once you find yourself in a workplace, it becomes, even if it's a casual workplace, it's still a lot more professional than college is. So you've got to be careful about you know, what you say and do and the way you conduct yourself, because even if it is a very open and casual environment, there's still a certain standard of, you know, appropriate conduct. And you've got to be cognizant of the other things that are out there, for instance, like Facebook, MySpace, like your website, letters to the editor, things of that sort, because when you're looking for a job, potential employers can be looking at those kinds of things to see how you're going to measure up to whatever that standard is that they have.
So the informal systems that a lot of students get used to can be somewhat inappropriate once you start working full-time and become a professional, because it may reflect on the company.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
What were some of the biggest lessons that you had to learn that first year?
There were a lot. I think to start with, communication became a huge thing. I work in a professional services environment, so we have client engagement teams, and the communication within those teams and with the client was just absolutely critical. And that was something I had to get used to. Time management, I mentioned my procrastination earlier. That was something that in my first year kind of bit me a couple of times, you could say, you know, where I was like, oh, no problem, I'll get that done for you tomorrow. Well, tomorrow just was not possible. That was kind of a tough lesson to learn. One of the big things that people learn early in a career relate to what I would call office dynamics. Some people call it office politics, but I think politics has a very negative connotation. But I think you've got to understand how the relationships work, who the decision makers are, and be mindful of your role in that, what your reputation is. That's something that's important to guard. Because if you don't understand the office dynamics, it can affect the outcome of performance reviews and that kind of a thing.
As a student, you generally get feedback from your instructors on a pretty regular basis and have the chance to meet with them when you hit a rough spot in the materials, class isn't quite going well for you. Have you found that to be different on the job? Were annual performance reviews versus grades hard to adjust to?
Well, in some respects, yeah. I should say in a lot of respects, I think it was difficult to adjust to. Grades that you got in various classes were fairly regular, be it a quiz or a paper or whatnot, and objective. Performance reviews can be a lot less frequent and a lot more subjective, and it's different. And also, if you're accustomed to getting, as a lot of Miami students are accustomed to getting pretty solid grades, both in high school and in college, performance reviews don't necessarily follow the same track. It's much more of a bell curve. I mean, you got the pack, the middle 50%, and then you've got the people who really excel and the people who really don't. And so it's a different way. If you're accustomed to getting straight A's, performance reviews can be a bit of a jarring experience.
In from my experience, one of the things that I know, having worked in corporations, is that performance reviews often will bring up the things to work on, as opposed to just these are all the wonderful things that you've done over the past year, but these are also the points that over the next year are things to work on. But that can be very different than if you get your grades and you think that everything has gone really well.
Absolutely. And the great thing about feedback typically in a workplace is it's very developmentally oriented. So there's an element of assessment as to where you're at that point in time, what you've done well, what you haven't. But the biggest piece of it will typically be what you need to focus on over the course of the next year to get from where you're at to where you need to be for promotion, advancement, that kind of thing.
So that can be very different from what someone in college experiences versus what they're going to experience in a workplace.
Absolutely. And I think an important piece to keep in mind is utilizing those formal and informal mentoring structure. PricewaterhouseCoopers has, we've got our formal coaching structure where you've got a buddy that's just a year ahead of you, a coach that will typically be probably 5 years ahead of where you're at, and then a connectivity partner who is a partner with the firm. And so you formally can leverage those three folks to get informal feedback, to ask questions, and make sure that you're monitoring your progress. But then there's also a lot of informal relationships, your supervisor, people you're working with. And there's plenty of opportunities to be proactive and take some initiative in your own career development and making sure that you're getting that feedback on a regular basis. At the end of the day, it's important to own your career early on rather than waiting for it to happen to you.
Matt, let's follow up on that a bit. You were talking about relationships. How are relationships in school different from the relationships that you find in the workplace?
Leslie, I would equate it to, any number of experiences I had in college working on different group projects for a class. You're on a team of five, and, there's the person who doesn't do anything. There's the person who has to control the process, and, the other two folks that would just as soon not participate at all. And so I think it's analogous to that. There's a lot of similarities there, that there's going to be people that you like, people you don't like, people you feel, carry their weight, and people that don't. But at the end of the day, you've got to find a way to work with all of them.
At the end of the day, the job needs to be done one way or the other.
Exactly.
Matt, as an advisor, as a career advisor who works with alumni, I see a lot of recent grads who, after 6 months, are ready to abandon ship because the job wasn't what they thought it was going to be. It was harder than they expected. Is this a common experience?
I think so. I had the very same experience. About the time I got to month four, I was really questioning whether or not I'd made the right choice. But, I think the lesson is to expect a transition. I would equate it to being a first-year student all over again. By the time you graduate, you know people, you've mastered the process, you're kind of a big fish in a big pond. But by the time you start full-time, you're now a small fish and sometimes a very large pond. and you start. So I think it's a lot like coming to college as a first year, not knowing anyone. The important thing there is to stick it out. It's going to be a transition. You'll probably hit a rough spot at various points in your career, but especially early. It's important to stick it out and get through that.
You've been with your company now for almost 3 years, and so have seen recent graduates coming in behind you. Any thoughts that you'd like to leave new hires from this conversation?
Well, I think the big thing is to expect a transition. It's going to be there, all the things that we've talked about. But one of the things I tell new hires all the time, and I'm positive they get tired of hearing it from me, is the three most important things in your first year really are to have a great attitude, a strong work ethic, and a desire to learn, and that a lot of other things will fall into place because it's different, just fundamentally different than being in college. It's not like you show up on the first day of work and the professor gives you a syllabus. It's not like that in the real world. So you've got to be prepared to take some initiative and to be proactive.
Matt, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's always a pleasure, Leslie.